Okay, I was trying to call you back. That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. Sorry about that. Let me just pull this up.
And I pushed the wrong button. Let me go into my notes. Okay.
I should be getting it any moment now. Just one moment.
As we're wrapping in the garage, I just did this $56,000 job.
Oh, nice. I see. You're plenty busy.
Yeah, I just finished the sunroom. It was $28,000 in between all these small, $10,000 jobs.
Gotcha. Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that you're pretty busy there. Obviously, something that's good, to help us gain more traction online is to, try to put that out there, right, for the people that don't know. So let me just...
My quitting time is at 12 o'clock, and I could keep working, okay? But that's the reason why I have the business I have. And then, of course, people see me all the time, so they know they get great work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something that we want to help you portray. Go ahead.
Yeah, the hardest people to sell to is the Indians.
Oh, yeah? They're really picky, or what? Why?
Want free work, real cheap.
Ah, I see. Yeah, no, that's something that happens with people out there, unfortunately.
It's almost a waste of time. I just do it for practice. Go ahead. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I get a few. I get one out of 10.
Sorry, you broke up a little bit there. What was that?
No, I get 1 out of 10 at the regular.
1 out of 10. Yeah, I mean, I assume that for your line of business, there's a lot of shoppers out there, right? So that's something that you got to deal with too.
They're trained that when they come over here, watch out for contractors. That's what's told. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So this is essentially what we're trying to achieve, right? What we're trying to do is get you on a good spot on Google when somebody, let's say, searches, like construction company, for example. So we want to help you come up on this top three, right? The top three businesses, obviously that's the best spot to be in, right? Now, along with that, there's a little section where you can see more businesses, right? These are where the sponsored spots come up, right? Now, those could be a one-time investment as well, right? You don't necessarily need to do it monthly, but, at the end of the day, it gets you on a top spot here and on different searches, right? So what we're currently doing is we're creating posts, right, proactively on the Google profile to make it relevant. But as you can see with all the businesses listed here, they all have reviews, right? They all have at least one review. As you can imagine, Google, what they're trying to do, right, is they're trying to show the best to anybody using Google. So that's something that definitely helps us complement, what we do out here to make sure that you can, get even more out of the investment online, right? So that's something that we are competing with. Now, just to show you, what we're doing.
How much are those ads a month? If you're like next door, they run for a zip code about $150, $200. Depends on how many people live in that zip code.
Oh, good question. We actually have, let's say, a budget that we set up, and then we set up the zip codes. Now, within that, within the budget, like we said, it's a minimum $300 budget, out of which we charge a 25% management fee. So essentially $225 go towards the ad. Right. And out of that, we can, like we said, focus on different zip codes, or you just don't want to stretch it out too much. Right. But we can do different zip codes at the same time. Right. That's for Google ads, for those sponsored spots. I'm going to show you a few different searches just so you can see what we're referring to. Cause, at the end of the day, it's something that helps you compete. Right. Cause this is your business here. I'm just going to show you here. So this is your business, right, that we have listed. It's on Google. It's basically following all the rules that Google has, right? But as you can see, it doesn't have any reviews, right? It doesn't, we're not complimenting there. Now here, these are the posts that we create for your business, right? We're creating posts proactively using the pictures that you sent us that are on the dashboard, right? So that's essentially, you know, we're just doing the manual work there. But since we don't have any reviews, we don't have the reputation on Google, that's essentially a good tool to use, right, to Google Ads.
Yeah, I tell people, see, most people go back to Nextdoor and they put it on Nextdoor, even though I tell them to also do it, send it to Google too, because they don't follow that up. That I have, if we can link that over to that way people can see a lot of reviews.
Oh, I'm gonna send the request out for my team to put this on your website. All right, we're gonna go ahead and look for a way to embed these reviews. Like we said, by default we have the Google ones, but we're gonna put these ones too on the website that we have connected to your business. All right, remember, when people go to your business here, when they see it online, they hit the website button, it takes them to this website here, right? And then from here, we can put them here, for example, your Nextdoor reviews, right? Just create a little slideshow, and that way you can show, like we said, the performance there, I'm sorry, for anybody that's looking through your information, looking to hire you. Right, because at the end of the day, that's how people, you know, let's say, convince themselves to hire someone, right, through the other people's experiences as well. So yeah. I can just show you here. So, for example, this is the dashboard here, right? So this is the tool that you have access to. That you can use to follow along with what's going on online, right? So for example, through here, you have the reviews button. This reviews here, I can set it up on your phone so you can use it, right? But essentially, let's say you're done with a job. All we need you to do is hit this request review button, put their name and number, and then just hit send, right? And then the system is gonna send it over to your client. And then once they open it, it's going to take them directly to Google, right? So they can leave that review that we're referring to. So that's like we said, very useful, right? So when they open that link, right, they're basically going to see.
The number and,
I'm sorry?
I can just write down their name and number, just like when they go into that store. And just go to that post, and go to that top, and put their name and number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's I can set it up on your phone so you can just open it like an app.
Store. They're just not pushing it going there, you know, on Google.
Gotcha. Hello? Hello?